This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating cardiovascular clearance on patient Aguilar, A-G-U-I-L-A-R, first name Arturo, A-R-T-U-R-O, date of birth February 18, 1973, date of evaluation November 17, 2025, the referring physician Dr. Warren Strudwick, the chief complaint 52-year-old male seen preoperatively as he is scheduled for right shoulder surgery. The HPI, the patient reports an industrial injury to the right shoulder dating to September 20, 2024 period. He stated that he was working with a moving company when he sustained an injury to the right shoulder. They were trying to move a large sofa when it fell onto his shoulder period. He subsequently noted pain, which he described as 7/10. Pain radiated to the neck, arm, and glutes, period. The patient stated that he had been unable to perform usual tasks because of work, period. He was evaluated by Dr. Strudwick and felt to have a high-grade partial thickness, full thickness tear, supraspinatus insertion with tendinosis, right shoulder, period. It was felt that he would require surgical intervention, period. The patient denies any chest pain, shortness of breath, or palpitations, period. The past medical history, diabetes type 2, hypercholesterolemia, the past surgical history, right ankle surgery, medications, ibuprofen, 800 milligrams PRN, atorvastatin, 40 milligrams daily, gabapentin, 100 milligrams daily, metformin, 1,000 milligrams BID, allergies, none on drug allergies, family history, maternal grandmother had diabetes, social history, the patient denies cigarette, alcohol, or drug use, review of systems, otherwise unremarkable, the physical examination, blood pressure 150/84, pulse 64, respiratory rate 18, height 67 inches, weight 162 pounds. In general, he is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. B, musculoskeletal examination demonstrates tenderness of the shoulders bilaterally, right greater than left, period. There is decreased range of motion on abduction, period. D, data review, ECG dated November 17, 2025, reveals sinus rhythm 57 beats per minute. There is early transition R wave in the precordial leads, period. T wave inversion noted inferior, period. B. MRI demonstrates pathology involving the supraspinatus insertion. There is a high grade partial thickness tear to full thickness tear of the insertion of the supraspinatus with mild degenerative change in the AC joint, period. There is some underlying tendinosis involving the distal supraspinatus tendon, period. The impression, this is a 52-year-old male who suffered an industrial injury involving his shoulders, period. He was found to have incomplete rotator cuff tear or rupture of right shoulder, period. Patient is anticipated to undergo possible distal clavicle resection, subacromial decompression, arthroscopic rotator cuff repair, period. The patient is noted to have diabetes, period. We are awaiting hemoglobin A1C results, period. He further has history of hypercholesterolemia, period. He has a borderline abnormal EKG, but is otherwise asymptomatic. His blood pressure is noted to be mildly elevated, period. The recommendation / plan, I have started him on Losartan 25 milligrams 1 PO daily for hypertension, period. He is otherwise felt to be clinically stable for his procedure. He is cleared for same. Signed, Dr. Rollington Ferguson.